God, we honor you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, yes, we can see it. Oh, yes, Lord, we can testify. You have been good to us. You have been awesome. You have been mighty. The lover of our soul, we bless your holy name. Thank you for bringing us again into your presence this Friday, our prayer of enforcement. We have come to give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. You have been our shield and our buckler. We love you, Father. We praise your name. Who is like unto thee? We have searched. We have searched. We found no one like you. We return all the praise to you. From the depth of our being, we say thank you. We lift your name high, high above every other name. Who is like you? The one that dries our tears, that wipes it away, the God that opens a door that no man can shut. Father, we have returned back with praise. We have returned back with thanksgiving. Somebody open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord where you are. Rakabalande shila baba baba baba. From the depth of my heart, from my family, I say thank you. For my life, my ministry, Lord Jesus, I say thank you. For my schooling, Lord Jesus, my work, Lord, my business, my career, I give you glory. Zabrokoto sinlabanataya tabahai. Zabrakato zebrekete lemenekete. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are wonderful. Rekete kete zika palande kete. Rakata zebelemeneketo zabalita labahai. My eyes have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. My eyes have seen it. Kali kayantabahai. My eyes have seen. My eyes have seen. The goodness of the Lord, my eyes have seen. Lehebe lanta bahai, I have seen it. Lekaboraskete bahai, ekabarambe lekete, zile borosko shanta ba. My eyes have seen the goodness of my King. Lekaboraskete kete zila bahai, akaborosko to shandele brekete, ekabarande kete zila bahai, enemene kete. Zele borosko toba hai, ekabalande kete shila ba. I give you glory. I have come, Lord Jesus, to say thank you. Rakata ba. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him from them all. Thank you for delivering me, Lord, from every affliction. Thank you for setting me free from every affliction. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me, Lord, from every affliction. I have been delivered from afflictions. I have been set free from affliction. Rakata balakata bahai. Labrakata zekepelata bahai. I have been delivered from affliction. Rapopopokotoshila bahai. Set free from affliction. Affliction of the mind. Affliction of the soul. Raketele katabaya. Financial affliction, marital affliction, workplace affliction, rakato belakaya. I have been delivered and set free. Rebekata sombe kataya dabai. I have been delivered and set free. Rekete kete zila banda kapalata. I have been delivered and set free. Rabokoto shikabayata. I have been delivered and set free from affliction. Ekaya da 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 da. Rabakata zekelegede. The one that delivers, that sets free from affliction. He is my God. I bless his name. The one that delivers her and set free from affliction. He is my God. I bless his name. Rabakataya. Le brenkete zila gayata. Le bronkoto. Bless his name. Affliction did not finish you. The plots and plans of the enemy over your life and destiny, over your family, over you, he did not succeed. The Lord your God, the mighty one in battle, the King of kings, He has set you free from the affliction of the soul. He has set you free from the affliction of the mind. Give him glory. He did not let you die miserably. He did not let the plans and the plot of your enemy to succeed. They plan evil against you, but your God, but your God, the lover of your soul, he rescued you. He brought you out. He gave you victory. Make your boast in your God. If it were up to your enemies, you would not be here today. If it were up to your enemies, you would not have life today. But for your God, but for your God, Rabande kete kete, zigala da 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 da, rakata kete ba, ne kete da ba da ba da ba da ba. Your God ne kete kata, the rescuer zante kete ne kata, the God Rabanda kadiya da ba. He is your rescuer, zata la ne kete. Your God, Labarakata, he is your salvation. Rabokoto Salabadabadaba. Your God, Lakata Zekete Namanadala. He is your buckler. He is your shield. The game changer. Lamenekete. Rakoto Sinabai. He is the game changer. Rakatatatataha. Lebrekebedebedebedebede. Shatabalada. Rabakata Zilabadabada.
He has turned it around. He has turned it for your good. He has turned it for your laughter. He has turned it for your lifting to the shame of your enemy and to the praise of his name. Ah, oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness. 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 Let Allah da ba da ba. For his goodness. To a child like you, to the children of men, they can go be that time. To an unqualified like you, praise his name. Oh, that man, oh, that you will praise the Lord for his goodness. The one that has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He fought your enemies to a standstill. He fought your enemies to a standstill. He fought your enemies to a standstill. Ragede menegada. Lebron kotolo bagodo. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. La brankete zabahai. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles for me. You fought with a kalandaya, giving me victory on all sides. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All round victory. I have it. I have it. All round victory. I have it. Belanka balakataya. all-round victory. I have it. All-round victory. I have it. All-round victory. You broke the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. All for my lifetime. All for my rescue. All for my glory. All for my treasure. All for my wealth. All for my healing. All for the soundness of my mind. You can do anything. You will do anything for me. I praise you, my champion. I praise you, my warrior. I praise you, my victory. I make a boast in you. I dance for the good things my God has done. My eyes have seen it in the land of the living. Who said my case is over? Who wrote me off? They did not know. They cannot see my comeback. It is bigger and better and louder. I thank the Lord. Ezalina manatai. I bless him. Rakata bolokotoba hai. Ezanata yataya. He is for me. He is on my side. Rakatobe katai. He has never and will never change his mind concerning me. His plans are yea and amen. He will watch over it to bring it to pass. He will watch over them to fulfill it. I give him praise. I don't know how you are praising God, but I make sure I praise him for where I am now and where I will be tomorrow. He has moved me from one level to another. It is from glory to glory. I may not be where I want to be, but I know I am getting there someday, and it is now. I am getting there with speed. Oh, I won't give up now. I won't quit now. I won't stop now. Eberaskata, elebrenkato baha, elemeneta labala, elembenkato bela, rebekete labaha, ilebenda gabagada, labronkoto silabalaba, rebegede begede begede. The fear of the Lord, akayada bakada, is the beginning of wisdom. Haborankete, only fools despise it. I am not a fool. Lambrankata yadabai, my ways are not foolish. Ramben katalai. I give God full honor. I give God full praise. I give God full adoration. I honor my master. I bless his name. Akalabayai. I give him full place, full room. He is the first and the last. Everything about my life, I line them down at his feet. This year, 2025, I am not a fool because I fear the Lord. No foolishness in my life. No foolishness in my way. No foolishness for me. I record dangerous testimony. The foolish ways of my life, because I fear the Lord, I change. I am not a simpleton. I am not a fool. I am not reckless. Evil do not befall me because I fear the Lord. Because I fear the Lord, he will make my way prosperous. Because I fear the Lord, I have doors of opportunity open unto me. Because I fear the Lord, my children are taught of the Lord.
Because I fear the Lord, they will never beg for bread. Because I fear the Lord, boundary lies, they have fallen onto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a goodly heritage. Because I fear the Lord, I have favor. I move with favor. I run with favor. Because I fear the Lord, things are happening for me. Doors are opening for me on their own accord. I will not struggle. I will not labor in vain because I fear the Lord. I have wisdom. I have knowledge. I have understanding because I fear the Lord. I enjoy abundance. Ramenega logo doba egele bregedegede la brancatayada. Because I fear the Lord. Secreta kalabokatai. Information barasketela bakatai. Deep things are downloaded to me because I fear the Lord. I am not on the backside. I am on the front. Ekabala bakatai. Because I fear the Lord. I am lifted. I am preferred. I am the choice of the Lord. Because I fear the Lord. There is no recklessness in me. I cannot be devoured because I fear the Lord. Sickness and disease will not plague my life and household. I have secrets to live an outstanding life. Hey, the fear of the Lord will give you secrets into realms, into dimensions on how to live, how to be better, how to do it bigger. The fear of God will give you wisdom. This wisdom is not the wisdom of men. It's the wisdom from above. This is the wisdom that God used to create the world. The fear of the Lord, it brings you to the kadal. It brings you to the level of the supernatural. You begin to operate from a place where you are envied. You begin to operate from the place where things are multiplied. You begin to operate from a level like God. What an advantage, what a privilege to fear the Lord. I fear my God. I will not make a move without his command. I will inquire of him on how to do it better, on how to make wave. My business cannot crash because I fear the Lord. I cannot be thrown out. I cannot be rejected. Neither will I be depressed or dejected because I fear the Lord. All things about life pertaining to life and godliness, I have it. Rakata bolana imeneketekete labrankatala. Hey Lord, I carry your fear. Hey Lord, baptize me. Vigilangayada. Let my heart ekaborakatai born and quick for you. Lazandekete. I shake off every laziness. I shake off every arrogance. I shake off every pride. Whatever will stop me from enjoying the abundance you have prepared. Whatever will stop me from benefiting from those who fear and enjoying the graces you have poured out. My Father, my God, I carry your fear. Let the fear of the Lord come upon me. Let the fear of the Lord be activated in me, in all I do, in all I say, in how I behave, in the secrets where I am, what people can't see. May I be ruled by the fear of the Lord in things I'm not meant to do. May the fear of the Lord keep and guide me in my marriage, in my business, in career, all my life, Lord. May it be according to your standard, according to your will. Because I fear the Lord, I shun evil. Because I fear the Lord, I will not sit in the seat of scoffers. Because I fear the Lord, I will not die with wicked men. Because I fear the Lord, I will run from all ungodliness. I will flee from all form of temptation. I will flee. Put your fear in my heart. The benefit of fearing God is enormous. The benefit of fearing God, you can't finish it. It is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of deep things. The wisdom to build this world is in God. The wisdom to build your life is in God. The wisdom to live an excellent godly life is in God. But the way to enjoy that wisdom is that you carry the fear of God. What is fear? Reverential knowledge. What is fear? Being in awe of God, submission to God, giving Him first place, giving Him the ultimate place of your life, doing nothing without inquiring of Him, telling Him, Lord, there is no existence, there is no sustenance, there is no way without You. I can't make it without You. Giving God first place. This year, God is saying to us, I want to make you great. That was the word He gave to us, greatness. But for me to establish it is that I need you to fix your life. I need you to fix things. Go back to the ancient ways. Check your life. Just oppose them with my word. Are you doing it according to the will? According to my word? According to what I have said? Are you living and ruling your household in accordance? Is your life both secret and open on a right stand? The fear of God. It is the fear of God that you don't need a man to tell you to stop. Then you stop because you fear God. It is the fear of God that will tell you shut up when you are making so much noise and shouting and quarreling and fighting. The fear of God will tell you to go and apologize. The fear of God. God is saying to us, greatness is not a big deal for me. I can make you. I lift up paupers and I make them kings and queen and princes. A man that fears me, a man that honors me, a man that reverence me, that gives me first place. What can I not do for such a man? If you want to enjoy such this year, you must go back and check. What is my level of fear for God? Do I still tremble and quake at His word? Do I still submit my desires, my plans, my family and all I do to God, my finance, my money, is God first and center. Is God first and center. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us today and He wants us to understand for Him to make us the champions He has designed and He has proclaimed over our lives in 2025. The fear of Him must be intact. Hallelujah. You must fear God in all you do. You must fear God above man. You must fear God above your feelings. You must fear God above your emotion. You must fear God above all things. God is first and He must be feared. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to exhort the Lord as we continue in prayer. Begin to say, Father, let your fear come upon me in the name of Jesus. The secret to my greatness lies in your fear. The key to unlocking it is that I carry the fear of God. Oh Lord, let your fear come upon me. Zabarakatabalai. Zabarakatabalai. Zabarakatalabai. 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 Zabronkotosilabai. The benefit, I say, there are so much. Labrankata zegedebe, libranga da bagadabai, ezelebegedebegede, regedebegedebegede, abanda da bagadabai. I abandon everything, Lord, that is not profitable. I carry the fear of the Lord. I honor you today. Rebenemenegadai, ebelegedebegede, rabababababai. Zekete kete kete agaziga tada manata egelegede gede gede rabagada bagada ba lebrengede begede begede azoprokoto zigete kete enemene gada ha ee kaya da 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 regede gede 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 azubran katayata elebrengiti katayata egada bagada bagada bai this year kalaban kataya my life oh Lord egaziga you will bless me shantede intasila patai elebrenkete because I fear the Lord abarakatai I carry exceptional grace because I fear the Lord baresesende kalita enemene katoba rebegede begede 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 Azombrenkete sila katalabahe. Enemene katova risketi namanata. Elebrenkata yadakata. Egebenge dekata zofila namanata. Elabarakatai. I will not miss the benefit. Ekabarakatai. Of fearing the Lord. I will not miss the benefit of fearing my God. I will not miss it. I will not miss it. The benefit. I will not miss it. I will not miss the benefit. I will not miss it. Hey, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord, it is the beginning of wisdom. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline. We are not fools this year. The mistakes we have been making this year, by the power in the name of Jesus, by the word of God that we are enjoying and receiving, we will not be in that same water. We will not make those mistakes in Jesus' name. God is saying the fear, my fear, having the fear of me, will give you an edge above others. Wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom can give you leverage. Wisdom can enable you build. Wisdom can keep you established for years. Wisdom. Wisdom is what you can use to multiply your resources. Wisdom. Not everybody is operating in this dimension of wisdom. It is not the wisdom the world can say I have. No, this is an incomparable wisdom. Incomparable wisdom. It is the wisdom that does not just want you to be rich. It wants your life to be saved. It wants you to be safeguarded from evil, from all kinds of attacks. Wisdom. It says wisdom is crying out in the street parts. It's calling out. Shouting in the street corner. Seeking the one that will jump and embrace it. Wisdom is crying out. Change your ways. How long will you remain here? How long will you wallow in this sin, be engulfed by the storms and the trouble and the calamity? How long? Is anxiously searching for you. Wisdom. This year, anxiously, wisdom is crying out, reaching out for you. Wants you to embrace it, to be full of it. Is sitting at your doorway, knocking at your heart, knocking at your job. Wisdom is calling out to you. He says, come, my child. Come, let me show you the path of greatness. Come, let me show you how to change your destiny. Wisdom. You have done it this way, but I want to teach you a better way. Wisdom is calling out to you. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. It says, happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Verse 16. She offers you life in her right hand. And she offers you riches and honor in her left. Now, that's going to be our prayer focus. The profits of wisdom it is even better. More better than even gold and silver that we're looking for. Because you can have gold and silver without wisdom, you can lose it. You can have riches without this divine wisdom, you can fail. It is not about gathering money. It's not about being married. No, it's not about finishing a school and coming out with first class. It is not about your skill sets. There is a thing that distinguishes men, and it is wisdom. He said it is far above, better. It is far better than wages. Wisdom. What are your profits of wisdom? Through this
gifts of prayer and wisdom. Please, somebody take out a Bible and paper and write, what have I profited by this word, wisdom? What if you cannot identify what wisdom you have received, then you have not profited from it. What have I profited from wisdom? What are the profits of wisdom to me? This season of prayer from March when till now, what have I profited from wisdom? What have wisdom revealed? What have wisdom highlighted? What have wisdom guided me against or guided me towards? What have I profited from wisdom? He says that wisdom will offer you life in its right hand and riches in the left. The profit of wisdom is one, life. You cannot have this divine wisdom and be wallowing in misery. You cannot have this divine wisdom and have pain. You cannot have this kind of wisdom and have scandal and trouble. No, it will give you life, life, full life, abundant life, secured life, enriching life, overcoming life, influential life, impactful life, not just any kind of life. No, you are not living a careless life. Please kindly put your volume on mute wherever you are. Please put your volume on mute. Thank you. This life we are saying that wisdom offers, it is an enviable life. What have you profited from this wisdom so far? What has been the profit of this wisdom series we have been teaching? Write it down. These are my profits from wisdom. These are my profits from wisdom. 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 We are learning wisdom because there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. Your way can seem right to you, but without the wisdom of God highlighting, it can be destruction. That is why in 2025, you need to run with wisdom. Run with it. Run with it for your family. Run with it for your business. The way you are doing business is not how to stay afloat. It is not how to stay rich. It's not how to become a billionaire. Your way is not it. It will seem right before your eye, but there is a way. There is a way of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11 says, I will teach you wisdom's way and lead you in straight paths. So wisdom has its own way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end will lead him to what? Destruction. But wisdom's way will lead you to straight paths. So you need to learn the way of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11. It says, I will teach you the ways, the way of wisdom. I will teach you wisdom's way and lead you to straight paths. Hallelujah. The way of wisdom is what we need to learn and apply it for our lives, our family, our business, our ministry. God, teach me the wisdom's way. I fear you. Open my eyes to wisdom's way. The way to do business. I hope you know business ways have changed. Investments have changed. Money have changed. So there's a way to become a billionaire this year. There's a way to gather wealth. And it is only wisdom from above, wisdom from God that can reveal it to us. Oh, open my eyes. Kalida kabala katai. Oh Lord, my God, open my eyes to wisdom's ways. Leme nakayanda katai. There is a way that seems right to me, but that is not the way. This is not the way to become. This is not the way of glory. This will not be the way of getting satisfaction and being an overcomer. My Father, open my eyes to wisdom's way. Rabalabagadai. Open my ears to wisdom's way. Regede begede. Open my family. Open me, Lord. Rekelegene manakatai. To wisdom's way. He says, in wisdom, you will have life. The profit of this wisdom is that this life. This life we are seeing is not like that you are waking up in the morning and we are talking about life abundantly. Overcoming life. Impactful life. We're talking about life that is without sickness, Zoe life. We're talking about life that is without pressure. A good life, a comfortable life. Wisdom is what can guarantee it and give it to you. The ways of wisdom.
the prophet of wisdom. He says, in its right hand, it will give you life. The left hand of wisdom is riches and honor. Hey! Riches and honor. Just finding wisdom gives you life, riches and honor. Praise the Lord. Having this divine wisdom gives you life, riches and honor. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16. You cannot have this wisdom and be wallowing in misery. You cannot have it and have brokenness. She will guide you down delightful paths. Wisdom will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways will be satisfying. Everywhere she tells you to turn, it will satisfy you. Everywhere she tells you to turn, it will bless you. Everywhere wisdom will tell you to go, it is what you need. Hallelujah. The path of wisdom, the way of wisdom, it is the way that will bring you life abundantly. Glory, hallelujah. Father, give me wisdom. Show me the ways of wisdom. He says wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. It was by wisdom that the Lord founded the heaven. It was by his understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth, oh glory, it bursted forth by wisdom. The clouds poured down rain. If you want such to be replicated, you need to cry out for wisdom. You can have a bursting out of abundance. You can have the clouds bringing down rain. You can establish and build things by wisdom. If God said, I did this by wisdom, then you can only do your own too by wisdom. If he founded the earth and the heavens, establishing things, the fountains and the deep by wisdom, who told you you can do your own without wisdom? He says, my child, don't lose sight of this good planning. Don't lose sight of it. Hold it so dear in your heart. By wisdom. By wisdom, you will establish your life. By wisdom, you will scale through. By wisdom, you will open the water. Heavens will give rain to your seed on the ground by wisdom. There is a way, and he says there's called wisdom way. There is a path. It's called wisdom path. He said, come, I will teach you. Alabara. Father, in the name of Jesus, teach me, O Lord, wisdom's way. I cry out to you according to your word in Proverbs 4:11. Teach me, Lord, wisdom's way. Teach me the straight path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. La balagadabagadabai. La brankata zekete. Abarakete kabalagai. Rebegedebegedebegedebeha. Le brankata zakatabai. Teach me wisdom's way. Rabalagadai. May I not run with my way that seems right, but at the end is destruction. Teach me wisdom's way. Wisdom's way. La balanda gadai. How can I enjoy my marriage? Inkaborokotobai. How can I dwell with my husband? How can I dwell, Lord Jesus, in unity and harmony? Lord, teach me wisdom's way on how I can live an excellent life. Rakata balagadai. Teach me wisdom's way. Open my eyes, O God. Open my ears, O God, to live and achieve greatness. To be a woman of honor, to be a woman of substance, to make wealth, sustaining wealth, multiply wealth. Teach me, oh God, wisdom's way. Ragadaya, please pray. Rakataladabai. Many women are making news and making name, but Lord, I cry out to you. Teach me wisdom's way. The way to the top, you know it. Ikalambalandaya. The way to the market, you know it. The way to honor, the way to riches, the way to abundance, the way to wealth, the way to success. You know it, Father. Teach me wisdom's way. I want to learn wisdom's way. I want to know wisdom's way. It was by wisdom, oh God, you founded the heavens and established the earth. Lambrankate lekete. It was by wisdom, Lord, the earth bursted forth and water came down from the clouds. It was by wisdom. Ekalinga talabai. And good planning, Lord Jesus. We have what we have in the world today. Teach me wisdom's way. Rabala bagada bagada bagada.
You say wisdom will give me good planning and insight. When I don't lose sight of it, I will have good planning and insight. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. Wisdom of the ages, divine wisdom. Correct my mistakes of life. Give me wisdom so I can do it better, so I can run faster. Give me wisdom to overtake. Give me wisdom to multiply. Give me wisdom to succeed. Give me wisdom to make my family better. Give me wisdom to enjoy the marriage you have given to me. Give me wisdom to train up my children. Oh Lord, give me wisdom for business. Give me wisdom for career. Give me wisdom for education. Lord, my skills, Lord, my talents. I need wisdom. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. But when we carry those wisdom from above, you'll be established. He says, wisdom's profit is life. Wisdom's profit is good. It is honor. It is riches. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh, hallelujah. He says, my child, do not lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them, for they will fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. He says, keep you safe. This is what wisdom will do. Wisdom will keep you safe on your way. It will keep your feet from stumbling. Oh my God. 2025, when you run with wisdom, you'll be kept safe. Your finance, your family, your business, I can say all I can say, but it's the truth. Wisdom will keep you safe. He says, your feet will not stumble. Wisdom will not let your feet to stumble. Hallelujah. Wisdom, we need it. How can you be great without wisdom? How can you be great without wisdom? How can you go up without wisdom? How do you lie down and have pleasant dreams without having things already fixed? Without having plans already running? Without having good sight? You will be overburdened. You will be overwhelmed. Life will be tiring for you without good wisdom, without good planning. The wisdom of God. We need it. Oh Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, divine wisdom. In all I do this year, I will not be a fool. I will not be a beggar. I will not be in misery. I will not stumble and fall. Please pray. I will not be a wrecker. I will not have disaster. I have wisdom. I will not be a wrecker. I will not come to a wrecker. Jesus, I have wisdom. My father, I don't want to stumble. I don't want to fall. I don't want my plans to be nothing. How can I go to sleep? If there is chaos in my business, chaos in my family. But when I have wisdom, I can sleep safely. Because it has taught me good planning. It has given me insight. He has enabled me. It has fixed things for me. My father, in all my getting, I desire wisdom. In all my getting, in all my gettings, please pray with all of your heart. My head will not be empty. My life will not be void of wisdom. I reject mistakes and errors. I reject calamity and pitfalls and downfall. In this year 2024,
25. Oh Lord, the year is still young. I run through with wisdom. I need it, Lord. I refuse, Lord, to become a casualty in the month of April. I will not be a casualty in the month of April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Lord, I run with wisdom. I run with wisdom. I succeed with wisdom. I expand with wisdom. I spread with wisdom. I build. I build. I gain mastery. I make divine impact. There is result. Because I run with wisdom. I carry wisdom. No mistake. No error. I will not lose my wealth. I will not lose my children. I will not lose my money. I will not lose myself. I will not lose my job. Wisdom will preserve me. Wisdom will keep me. Wisdom will flourish me. Wisdom will enable me. I carry wisdom. I carry wisdom. I carry wisdom. Wisdom is upon me now. Direct me, Lord, by wisdom. It says the profit of wisdom is life on its right hand. The profit of wisdom is riches and honor on its left. According to your word, Lord, in Proverbs 13, in Proverbs 3, verse 13, I pray, make alubalandai life abundantly, overcoming life, succeeding life, impactful life is what I profit and benefit from wisdom. I will not be distressed. I will not be distressed. I will not be dejected and rejected. I will not end this year in shame. I will not end this year in sorrow. I will not end this year in disgrace. Hey, la bando belada. Hey, balonde katalaba. My errors and mistakes are no more because I carry wisdom. Ramben katoshi labai. This year, Lord Jesus, I do business in deep waters and I have profit. I know how to get to the gates. I know how to climb. I know how to build. Ramben kalaba. Wisdom of the Lord, divine wisdom, rest on me now. Many have fallen on the way, riches have gone down, marriages have capsized and closed up and been divorced. People have lost their loved ones, their children, all kinds of calamity, but not you again. It will never be your story. It will never be your portion. Why? You carry wisdom. You gain wisdom. You multiply in wisdom. You build in wisdom. You have favor in wisdom. You have life. You have riches and honor. You are exempted by wisdom. Good insight. Good planning. You have by wisdom. Wisdom, oh Lord, Lambrankatai. Let foolishness jump out now in the name of Jesus. Let foolishness leave me now. My head, I pray. You will not wear the crown of foolishness. Now be removed. Now be removed. Every mark of foolishness, every crown of foolishness, every curse of foolishness, be broken now. Be removed now. Be broken now. Be removed now. My head, oh Lord, only carries wisdom like a crown, like a crown. I wear wisdom like a crown. I wear wisdom like a crown. Wisdom alters my way. From bad to good. My level change. You will not walk the plat's way of darkness. You will not walk the pathway of failures. You will not walk the pathway of death. I decree and I declare, wisdom changes your path. Now, kalabakatabakatai, wisdom changes your path. Lebrankoto salabai, lebrankato silabai, lebrankata zelekete, wisdom change your path. Ekarakatakatakatakata, dizazoze katalai, from disaster, from calamity, from failure. Ekaborokoto, let it be changed now. Please open your mouth and decree and declare over your life and your family. Every negative that has been because of lack of wisdom, begin to correct it, begin to readdress it, begin to decree and announce it. Enforce it that right now we have money, abundance of wealth by wisdom. We build by wisdom. We are not failing and falling anymore. By wisdom we are preserved. By wisdom we are succeeding. By wisdom we have good life. We have rich life, satisfying life, long life. By wisdom, we dwell together in unity. We dwell together in harmony. We dwell together in peace. By wisdom I train my children. La bankatilai, la brankatayai, ebegedegede, ala daya daya da. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Ekalabai, only fools would despise it. Lambrankatai, I do not despise wisdom. I need it. I need it, Lord. I need it for my life, for my ministry, for my children, for my marriage, for my business. How can I go on without your wisdom? How can I go on without you, Lord? Lagadabalai, labagadabai, labrangedebe, labrangadabai, jatatatatatata, ekakakakakakakaka, reketeketekete, okabalakatayada, ekazalabai, imanatayadagada, rokoto, inananana. It's turning around because of wisdom. It is turning for my good because of wisdom. There is a turnaround because of wisdom. The wisdom of God shines bright in my life. It shines in the dark areas of my life. Hey, Kazula Bakatai, I am satisfied now because of wisdom. I can do it. I can succeed because of wisdom. La bandagaya, la bangadaya daba. My children are not failing. Hey, Kabula Gada, my marriage is not failing. La brankataya, I am not sick no more. I am not troubled. My mind is not small. Akabarakatai, I yield bountiful harvest and result because of wisdom. Hey, la bandayada, aborakatai, opportunities locate me because of the wisdom of God. Lembeng kataya, I am the preferred. Ekabalabaya, I am the chosen. Lambrankatalabai, I am the lifted. Abalabala, because of wisdom, because of wisdom, the wisdom of God. Rankatubilai, rakatalabai, ekabalabai, it gives me rankings, it gives me lifting, it gives me dominion. Ekaborakatai, because of wisdom, I run through a troop, I scale through a wall. Hey, because of wisdom, I break out, I break in into honor, into new territories, into new businesses. Ekalabadabadaba, ekabaladabagada, because of wisdom, labrangadabagada, because of wisdom, akalabegedebe, because of wisdom, labrangadabagada, ezaladabagadaba, ekalabagadabagada, because of wisdom, no more error, ekalabagadaba, because of wisdom, I will not die prematurely, akatayada, the mistakes of life, rakotobekatai, ekabolokoto, the arrows, the curses, abalai, I will not fold my hand and be foolish, Lord, and do nothing about my life situation. I will not keep quiet when I need to pray, where I need to war, where I need to arise. I have the wisdom to succeed, to overcome. Now, 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 you will not eat my portion because now I have wisdom. You will not take my children now because I have wisdom. My story will not become sad because I have wisdom. I correct things. I realign things. I enforce things because now I have wisdom. I will not die in sickness because now I have wisdom. I speak the words of wisdom. I speak now the words of life because of wisdom. I will not settle for less, because now I carry wisdom. I will not settle for less because I carry wisdom. Let branko to balai. Let walls fall. Let walls collapse. Enough of pain. Enough of misery. Enough of failure. Because now I carry the wisdom of God. Lenga baladida badaba. Eka balabagada bagada. I have life. I have good success, riches and honor. Eka zula balai. This is my look now. This is my identity. This is my truth. Life. Riches kaboroko to balabadaba. Honor rakata balakata. Lebronko to silaba. Ele debege 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 de ha. Rege debege 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 de. 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 Azanta kataya. Baronti kavila bakatai. I give you now the time, the opportunity now. Begin to correct things out of order in your life. Why? Because now you know the plans of God, the wisdom of God, the mind of God, the desire of God. This matter must change. La brunku to sila kapalai. This situation must give way. Rakata baladabai. I have wisdom. He says life, riches and honor comes to the man that carries wisdom, that have wisdom. And you get wisdom by the fear of God. I learn the ways of wisdom. I apply the ways of wisdom into my family, into my marriage, over my children, over my business. Father, I will not learn the ways and do nothing. I will not learn the ways and not apply it. The ways of wisdom, I apply you now. I enforce you now. I put you now into what is not working, what has not worked. Receive wisdom now. Let wisdom take over your situation. Let wisdom infiltrate your home. Let wisdom break now your doors, open your gates. God's water, let water gush out. Now receive wisdom. Now apply wisdom. The ways of wisdom, receive it. I run with wisdom. I speed up with wisdom. I apply wisdom into my business, over my family. My mind is full of wisdom. Wisdom from above. I know the better way to solve the matter. Hey, I know the how to the market. I know how to top. I know how to greatness. I know how to lift it. I know the ways. Kalinda katai. Wisdom and planning. Wisdom and insight. Rande kelina kaya dai. Oh, yes, Lord. I receive wisdom. Hey, kabalabai. On how to increase my wealth. On how to expand my finance. On how to do well in business. Hey, kabalabagada. On how to be successful. Hey, kabaladabaga. On how to have a beautiful, blessed marriage. On how to raise children. Wisdom. I give you glory. Thank you for wisdom. I carry it, Lord. I wear it like a crown. Rakatabalai. Reketekete. Abolandayai. I wear wisdom like a crown over my life. Wisdom is expressive. Over my life, you will see my results. Hey, Kalanda. He's undeniable. Unquestionable results. Because of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to appreciate the Lord. Thank the God of wisdom. Thank the God that has given you wisdom. Give him praise. Give him worship. No more foolishness. I will not despise wisdom. Only fools despise wisdom. Only fools despise discipline. Rakatabalabai. I apply it. I change my narrative. I change my situation. I change my finance. I change my family. I change things around me. Now, because of wisdom. Lebrinketeli brakatai. Abarababa. And welcome to the corridors of greatness and power because of wisdom. The doors of opportunity, they are open unto me because of wisdom. I carry it. I wear it like a crown. I have life. I have riches. I have honor because of wisdom. These are the prophets of wisdom. No disaster, no premature death, no failure, no calamity, no disgrace because of wisdom. Life I have, riches I have, honor I have. Where you have been disgraced, where you have been dishonored because of wisdom that has come upon you, now receive Kabola Kataya honor rekete kete 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 because of wisdom honor rekete la brankatalai. Where poverty has made a mockery and mess of you, where business have been tardy and you've been a struggle, now receive riches kabun kataya dai because of wisdom. Where life has been painful, where life has been tiring, where life has been frustrating, now receive life of God. The Zoe life, overcomers life, receive flourishing life, receive impactful life because of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, you will have this blessing in Jesus' name. You and your household will testify in the name of Jesus. You will say to me, Pastor, my business has scaled up. Pastor, I have good success. Now, opportunities come because I wear the crown of wisdom. Things have changed. It is no longer me as before. I operate with wisdom. The dimension of wisdom I'm operating, eyes have not seen. This will be your testimony. I decree and I declare over you now in the name of Jesus. Carry wisdom. Wear wisdom. Let wisdom manifest around you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, wisdom bust out. Now wisdom break out. Now wisdom shine. No more failure on your path. You blaze with wisdom. You run with wisdom. You overtake with wisdom. You conquer with wisdom. You are excelling with wisdom. I pronounce it over your life. I decree it over your life. I declare it over your life. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom garment. Thank you for wisdom crown. You are letting it rest on our heads. We wear it. We receive it. We wear it. We receive it. The prophet of wisdom, we carry it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We soak and cover our lives, our destiny, our family, our business, our loved one, and all that concerns us with the blood of Jesus. We cancel bad news. We cancel negativity. We cancel evil reports. We cancel evil arrow. It will not stand. It will not succeed. Only good news. Only good news. Only good news. Only testimony. Only riches. Only laughter will be your record, will be your portion, will be your evidence. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining in today's prayer. I trust God for testimonies. Please keep decreeing and declaring. I wear wisdom like a crown. I carry wisdom. I wear wisdom like a crown. I carry wisdom everywhere I go. Wisdom is expressive. It's showcased in my family, in my business, and all that. I have profits because of wisdom. And so will it be over your life. In Jesus' name. I wish you a beautiful weekend, a blessed weekend. Return back with testimonies next week. I want to hear testimonies from you. You will not think anyhow. You will not think carelessly anymore because there's wisdom. It has taken over your senses. It has taken over your ways, your man thoughts, your man ways, your man thinking. It has changed it. And you will see the results thereof. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving God your time. Thank you for also giving this platform your presence and time. The Lord will cause you to testify in Jesus' name. Thank you for inviting people and welcoming people. You can't wait to see the house overflowing more people. And I know God is doing something great in our midst. And we will take it out. And people will see it and come to your God in Jesus' name. So I wish you a good day and have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name. Bye for now. Bye bye. I love you all. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Love you all.